I've only been working there for basically this whole year. My roles there are, I am the event development specialist. I help develop any events that we have, but we haven't had many events.
Why?
Well, that we haven't had any coordinator to help coordinate the events. We haven't had any money to get supplies for events. I believe we never received a budget in the beginning of the semester. So, this whole year we haven't had a budget.
In what other ways has a budget, has no budget been kind of hindering you guys? I know that they're early on, you know, the center was asking for donations for Black grad.
Yeah, this Black grad is really tight this year because we haven't had a budget, so we aren't really going to be able to, like, feed the families.
What?
Like, they're going to have, like, finger foods with no, like, main course meal. Like, you know how they did last year? They had, like, sandwiches. They had real food, like, filling food. And it's like, I don't know. I just feel sad because some people's families drive, like, 16 hours to get up out here. And y'all telling me if I bring my family up out here, y'all can't feed them? And they didn't have this 16-hour car ride to see me walk the stage here at this school. And y'all can't feed my family? I would be so angry.
Yeah, that does seem a little bit odd, especially because I know all of the previous Black grads definitely had food.
It's like with the stoles, too. Like, we didn't have money to get the stoles, or we couldn't get anything that was too expensive, and we had to, like, wait to order them all the way last minute.
Oh, man.
And then, like, now the whole color thing has changed because the color, they couldn't do the color that we wanted, so... Now everybody who coordinated to the last color theme has to re-coordinate to this whole new color theme in like 2 weeks.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's unfortunate. But you guys got them, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that is a good thing. That is good. I was hearing something from somebody that frequents the center quite regularly who said that the center had received a donation from somewhere. So I'll have to, you know, double check. But you work there and you say you haven't heard about that, so it doesn't seem like that happened. But beyond a donation, there should be a set budget for these centers for specific purposes like these, you know, Black grad or these cultural graduations, especially if you want to do events on campus and stuff like that. And so, yeah, that's not cool. And then also I know that Kenya, who was very well liked and respected at HSU, especially amongst students of color, she is no longer going to be working there. She's been out on emergency medical leave because she has some trouble with her family, or her father was having some health issues, and just got word that not only will she not be the president of the NAACP no more, but she will not be the coordinator for the center. How does that make you feel?
It just makes me feel really sad because it was like, I don't know, Kenya was like family. Like, we really, like, depended on her for a lot. And, but, you know, she was, like, always there for us to talk to and stuff. And I was like, man, another, you know, another African-American person that I looked up to has left me. And I just feel abandoned by every Black person that comes up here to help us. I feel abandoned. Like, they always leave or they aren't here for the right reasons. Mm-hmm. And also, like, I don't know, that's another thing with Black grad because, like, okay, we're not the only center whose budget, we don't have a budget, but it's like everybody else has a coordinator to help them fundraise and get everything together, and it's just like us on our own. And that's stressful and hard as a student as well.
Right, I bet. Man, so that kind of like, you know, with that I want to kind of segue into, you know, you said that it's been hard, you know, especially not having the right support here as a student at HSU in a place that is so isolated. Recently, the NAACP sent out a letter to HSU kind of outlining, you know, that, hey, if you're not going to have adequate support in place for students of color, then you should probably not come and recruit these students and, you know, really take a hit in the revenue that these students offer, because, you know, they're feeling like they're just being used as tokens here. And they outline, you know, pretty specifically, you know, the reasons for them to send out this letter. And so, have you read the letter yet?
I have read the letter.
What are your thoughts after reading that letter?
I feel like it was a great letter, and I feel like it should have been sent way before it got to this point. You know, I feel like the NAACP should have been more, I don't know, involved when it comes to HSU and the things that go on here.
Right.
And I also feel like, okay, this letter was sent out. How are we going to hold HSU accountable? Like, what's going to happen after this?
Right.
Because at this point, it's just like, okay, NAACP is talking to the HSU. HSU is going to talk back. Okay, we're talking, but what is being done? What action can we, you know?
Right. Well, they're going to point to... Well, did you see Lisa Rosbacher's response?
Yeah.
How did you feel about that? Two paragraphs. We don't agree with everything. However, we do agree that, you know...
I have no words for Lisa Rosbacher. She frustrates me. She chooses to speak about this, but, like, she never spoke about anything else. And she's only choosing to speak about this because it's the NAACP. Had it been anybody else, she would have just, whatever, I'm not going to reply. You know, let it just be there. But, like, I don't know. She needs to go. She needs to get fired. Like, something needs to happen. She frustrates me. That's all I can say. That woman really frustrates me.
Mm, I feel you, girl. She frustrated me when I
never seen and always heard. Like, ooh. Damn. I'm sorry.
No, that's real. So, I mean, when, you know, they're going to point to things being done, such as, like, you know, Equity Arcata, and, you know, we, throughout this year, we've been to a lot of these meetings and these forums and this Equity Arcata stuff, and, like, you know, do you really think that these are substantial enough, like, you know, like, measures that they are taking to really implement change? Because, I mean, I know you say you're kind of fed up going.
No, I don't think that those meetings are doing anything. I think those meetings are pointless. I think those meetings waste time. I think that they are only doing those meetings because they're like, okay, they're getting on our case. We have to do something. So how about we just, like, schedule a meeting? We'll talk about it, but nothing happens. But if we talk about it and we hear their feelings, you know, they'll feel like we're doing something.
Right. Yeah, that's pretty sad. And it's pretty obvious because it's like a year later, and not only is there no justice, but there's just, like, nothing else that's being done. Like, they haven't even put up no lights yet around this month. Like, you know?
Yeah.
Come on now. That was, like, one of the biggest things people were asking for. So with that, I want to ask you and end on this note, you know, what do you think needs to be done to make students, specifically students of color, black students specifically, well, not black students specifically, what do you think needs to be done for students of color specifically, for us to feel safe and welcome in Arcata?
You know, I know that this will never happen, but I just feel like all of the people, this will never happen, but all of the people who are in power here in Humboldt County, like, I feel like they should just all lose their jobs, and they should just go recruit. Since they want to recruit us from our places, then we can go recruit to have people running us from our places.
That part. No, for real.
I think that would be a great idea. Definitely. I think I will go to another city council meeting and bring that up. While y'all recruiting for the new chief.
Yep.
Can y'all recruit for y'all spots too? And Lisa.
Not for real. And yeah, if y'all want Lisa to go, it's going to really be students, you know. And this whole thing, I definitely think it needs a leadership change, you know. It needs people that are more passionate, people that are more innovative, and, you know,
yeah.
Even if you get people together, this might not even be the right group of people, you know, just because y'all, like, big on somebody's title, you know, it has to be the right people to really bring the right changes, and, yeah. So, thank you for your design.
You're welcome.